I think about it a lot. Maybe too much, but then what's too much? An hour? Two? I guess in some ways I probably think about it all the time. I've been reading, I found this article. I was round a friend's house, she'd had me over. I didn't want to go, to be honest. She'd been asking and asking, and to be honest, I find it so... To be seen as someone who needs, like, needs looking after, or to be taken care of, I find the whole thing... I forgot what I was saying. About my friend, yeah. I was round her house, and there was this magazine just lying there on the coffee table, and it was the only thing in the room. So I picked it up, and I opened it. It was about science.
Hello? Hello? Okay, still working. This is my first message. First, well, today. It's 7:45 in the morning.
Aaron?
It's still dark.
Aaron, breakfast is ready!
Today is the day.
Aaron! Breakfast!
Right, I'm coming, Mum.
And so I picked up this magazine and I started flicking through it, sort of absent-mindedly, just to, you know, something to do. But then, as I was flicking, there was this one page, this one article, it caught my eye. It was titled, The Accident. Well, you can imagine why I read it.
Turn it down! Oi!
What time is it?
Apparently, this is true, and they know because there's been, like, loads of research into it. I mean, scientists have spent years, absolutely years, and what they've found is that... I want to get this right. What they've found is that the whole essence of our existence, and not just our, as in humans, not just our existence, I mean the existence of the whole planet, the whole system of constellations and animals and plants and rivers and mountains, the whole of everything that makes up this thing that we call being, well... It's just an accident.
Hello, Mr. Thomas. It is Katarzyna. Hello, Mr. Thomas. I have come to speak with you.
Fancy, you're so gentle. Get out of the bathroom.
Oh, cholera.
These scientists, they've looked at what the conditions would have to be like, you know, the fundamental constants of the universe, the speed of light, the precise... I'm messing this up a bit. It's to do with the electrical charge and the frequency of radiation, the specific level of gravity that is needed for the world to form in exactly the way it did. So, if it had been, say, 1% stronger... Or not as strong, or just one thing, only one thing had been a tiny bit different, then none of this would exist.
You have 3 new messages.
Hiya, Jamie, it's me again. It's Becky.
Message deleted.
It's why they talk about it being an accident. Because the chances of it happening, the probability is just so... It's so impossible that it's almost incomprehensible. It makes you wonder if God really does exist.
Your breakfast, Aaron.
I'm not hungry.
But then I don't think they can be. And if there is, well, he or she, they must be a bit of a...
Oh, give me strength.
There are these moments in your life when everything you thought you knew, everything you thought you understood to be real or true, just collide in a second and... Everything changes.
Get out of the bathroom!
Dobrze.
I think about that a lot.
Stupid new girl.
Meteorites are over 4.5 billion years old. They were formed in the early stages of the solar system. They can reach speeds of tens of thousands of miles an hour. Can you imagine that? The force of it. The sheer... The power. The complete... By the time it reaches the Earth's atmosphere, it will begin to eat up at a phenomenal rate, boiling, vaporizing, breaking apart. And by the time it reaches ground level, it will have fragmented into pieces no bigger than the size of my fist. Amazing how so completely it can be broken up by the world.
Aaron. You okay in there? Aaron.
It's the 6th of February. 1 year to the day. I'm driving back.
You wanted to see me? Katarzyna? I can't help if you don't.
Krzysztof said to see you.
Okay.
He said you're the one to speak to. You're the one who sorts everything.
Well, I'm not sure that's entirely...
I've worked here 2 months.
Yeah, I guess it has been about...
Every day I come. Always on time. Every day.
Look, Katarzyna, I'm not sure what Krzysztof
has
told you.
Yesterday, I pick up my money and it is not enough. It's not what was promised.
I see.
Krzysztof say when I work here, first month is trial. After 1 month, more pay. It's been 2 months I've been here. 2 months. 12 hours every day, overtime, never late, never complaining, every day.
Katarzyna,
it's for my sister. I'm to pay for her flight so she can come here. It's what we agreed. It's what I said when I left. It's what I said.
I don't know what to tell you. You earn the same amount, no more, no less, the same as every other worker on the floor.
It's not enough.
It's all there is. It's all there is.
Krzysztof say...
Krzysztof lied to you. I'm sorry. He lied to you.
But...
What are you not getting? Look. I'm sorry it's not what you want to hear, but it's not me who makes the rules. And it's not me who decides these things. I'm just trying to do my job. And if I'm right, and I don't want to say this to you, but if I'm right in understanding this, you're not actually out of your probation period, are you, Katarzyna? So asking for a pay rise when you're not fully employed yet, well, some people might think that was a bit bold of you. I don't mean to be hard with you. It's just the facts. I'm just trying to state the facts. It's for your own good. I'm sorry. Don't look at me like that. Look, why don't you take a 10-minute break, go and get yourself a cup of tea or something, a biscuit. Sort yourself out. Katarzyna.
Do you know what day it is today?
Friday, the 6th of February, 2015. Hi, how you doing? I'm not gonna lie, I didn't sleep much last night. I don't know why, I kept thinking about it. You know, today, I planned it all out properly. Getting the bus to town, and then I'm gonna get another bus to the beach. I checked the weather, and it says it's gonna be clear, which is good, because it means I'm gonna be able to see the meteorite better. You did get my last letter, didn't you? You can still make it. Stupid. Of course, I know you got my letter, because I sent it recorded delivery, and when I checked, they said it was signed for, so... I've been watching all these videos on YouTube about meteorites. It's gonna be amazing. When you see them properly, like, where they explode across the sky, it's just...
Okay. I'm not calling you. Did you not hear me? Will you let me in a bit, Aaron?
Mum.
It's not use me talking to you through a door, is it? Are you making a video?
What?
Well, you're all set up.
Look. Don't touch it.
Okay. I didn't mean to intrude. I bought you a packed lunch for school.
Right, okay.
I'm leaving soon. If you want a lift,
I can
give you a lift.
No, I said I can walk.
You know, if you're not going to go in again...
What, Mum?
I'm serious, Aaron. You know, I've got a meeting today with your head.
Mum.
You've got to go. Do you understand that? can't deal with this.
I said I was going.
What are you thinking? I wish you'd talk to me.
Mum.
I know it hasn't been easy since you...
Oh, God!
It wasn't just you he left. And sitting up here, making them stupid tapes for him.
Do we have to talk about this?
You think I don't get it, but I do. I really do. Oh. Get yourself ready and don't be late.
Hi, I'm in the flat next door.
What?
I live in the flat next door. I was wondering if you'd mind turning it down. It's just, it's 9:30 in the morning, I'm trying...
Sorry, what? What do you want?
I just wanted you to turn it down.
Right, is that it?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, okay. That was it.
Are you Jamie?
Yeah?
Right, some woman came round looking for you.
What?
The other day, so her name was Becky.
Becky?
Yeah, yeah, she left this for you. She said to call her.
I used to be religious. I know that sounds, you know, like you think I'm a certain type of person or that I had a certain way of thinking, but it wasn't like that, not really. It wasn't sort of strict thing. I never even went to church, to be honest. It was more this feeling, this belief that there was a plan, a set course of things making sense or happening for a reason or that they had a meaning. And I liked it, the idea that there was this path, you know, a journey, a destination. It made me feel easy, all right with things, you know? That was until the accident changed things, changed all that, made it different somehow. I don't know. There are thousands of meteorites crashing down on the Earth every year, and I know it sounds weird to think of it like that, but it's true, because every day or night or midnight or morning, there is tons of the stuff striking down. It's the speed of a bullet somewhere on someone, leaving holes in the Earth. And it's weird, I know, because unless it's you that sees it and feels it and understands the weight of it, well, then it's someone else. It's someone else, isn't it?
He's not come in. But I spoke to him this morning. I spoke to him and he said that
he's
was definitely...
He's missed 4 sessions.
Oh, God. I'm going to call him. I need to speak to him.
Hang on.
I told him that I was coming in.
Hang on, Miss Hayward.
I told him I was going to come in
and
speak to you. He knew that I was coming in.
Miss Hayward.
It's Suzanne.
Aaron's missed nearly 60% of school time this term.
I tell him. I keep telling him. He's got to go in. He knows it's important. I've told him.
It's not just about importance. If a child is consistently truanting, then we as a school have a responsibility to deal with it. I know things haven't been easy recently. At home.
Just taking some time to adjust.
It's really important that he attends his lessons. There's no other way around it.
I'll talk to him. Just, let me talk to him.
I have a responsibility, Miss Hayward. I'm legally obliged to act in the best interests of the child.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
When was the last time you used the account?
Only last month to make a deposit. I don't use it for spending, it's only for saving.
Uh-huh.
It's for my sister. It's her birthday today. She's 22. To ring her and tell her that I have bought her a ticket so that she can come here. That's what I promised. It's why I set up the account, just for saving. My friend Krzysztof helped me. He said it's easy.
Right.
It's okay.
It's saying here that the account has been closed.
Closed?
Yeah, this morning.
I've not used it this morning.
Right. Yeah, it's saying here that the account was emptied and closed.
Emptied?
Yeah.
But is my money?
Right.
It's all gone?
I'm afraid so. Is there anyone else that could have access to the account? Miss Borovy. Miss Borovy. Katarzyna.
I have to go.
Miss, wait, 1 minute. You forgot your coat.
Okay, so I'm here. Well, not actually, but, you know, nearly. I'm sat at a bus stop, waiting for a bus to come. If it's running on time, I should be there in approximately 8 minutes. Oh, it's freezing. I never thought it'd be like this, otherwise I'd dress warmer. I can see cliffs from here. It ain't far. I thought about walking, but then I thought, what if it took longer? And then I was worried if I'd miss you, I'd miss the meteor, and I couldn't risk it. I feel a bit nervous. I guess that's normal though, right? I already wrote a note to Mum. Just explaining, like, my decision and what have you. To come live with you. Because I didn't want you to worry, because I told her everything. I just needed to say it. It's not long till the meteor now. I should be able to... Oh, shit. Dad?
Aaron?
Mum?
Where are you?
What are you calling me for?
I've just been with your head, Aaron. What do you think I'm calling you for?
Mum, I can't talk about this right now.
Where are you?
It don't matter.
It matters to me.
I left you a note.
What?
I'll explain it to you later.
You told me you'd go in. You promised
Mum,
me this morning.
I can't talk.
Is this about your dad? I don't know what you think you're doing.
I ain't talking to you about this.
He ain't interested. He ain't coming back. He made his decision, he left, and the sooner you get your head round that...
I can't talk about this now.
Aaron!
I gotta go. 1 hour. Not long now.
Found it all right then?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it. It was easy.
I know he didn't, nothing special. I just thought, you know, I don't know. Private or something.
Where are the kids?
Daryl's looking after him.
Right.
He's taking him to soft play or something. So I'd meet him there.
Right. You're telling me you were meeting me? Becky?
I told him I had some things to sort out.
Right.
Well, it's not a lie.
You can't even tell him.
Oh, Jamie.
You worried he wouldn't let you come?
No.
Or are you just that ashamed of me?
No,
I'm your brother, Becky.
I've been looking for you.
I know.
Did you get my letter? Did you get my letter, Jamie?
Of course I did.
Well, you never wrote back. Why did you never write back to me, Jamie? Jamie?
What did you want me to say?
Are you serious? Are you actually serious? I write to you to tell you that your mum has died and you ask me, what did I want you to say?
I don't care.
Isn't true.
Well, she never cared about me.
Of course she did.
Did she? You know how long I was in there? 2 years. 2 years, that's 24 months.
All right, Jamie, I know how long 2 years is. I can count.
She was ashamed of me.
No.
She was. She was ashamed of me, couldn't bear to look at me.
No, Jamie.
Thought I let her down, disappointed her. She hated me.
She loved you, Jamie. She always did. You know that. You do know that. Weird, the funeral, you're not being there. I kept thinking they were only half of me. Only only half a person, there were only half of me there.
What do you want, Becky?
I've been trying to get hold of you. Since you come out, I've been trying to find you.
I know.
Weeks. Leaving your messages, tracking down your mates.
I know.
So, why didn't you call me back?
How did you find me?
I bumped into Simo. You said you were living in some flat. I thought I'd show up. You have to go back there. The house needs clearing and I can't do it on my own.
I can't.
Jamie.
I ain't ready.
It ain't about you being ready or not. You don't have a choice. Here are the keys. I ain't going back there until you've been.
Becky, I...
Do it today, Jamie.
Meteors are left over from the beginning of the solar system. No one really knows exactly where they're from. Somewhere in the asteroid belt, maybe, but really, they just come from out of nowhere. I always thought I knew who I was. You have a sense, don't you? You get to a certain age or place or point in your life and so much has happened, so much has happened that you think, yeah, you think this is it now. This is who I am now. These are all the hours and days and moments and minutes all fused together and this makes up me. It's what makes me, me. I remember when they came and told us. Standing there in the kitchen, the look on the policewoman's face. She kept repeating it like I couldn't hear her, like I didn't understand her properly.
Mr. Wilson? Michael? Can you hear me? Michael? Michael?
That's the thing about meteorites. They just come out of nowhere.
Christoph, it's me. I know you're getting this. You stole my money. You stole my money. Ale jesteś to dupy. Jesteś to dupy, Christoph. Call me back. Another whiskey. What?
What?
You're looking at me.
No.
You are, you're staring.
No.
You never seen a woman on her own before.
What?
Oh, you never see a woman before. You can't help but stare. Is that it? Maybe that's it.
What? Of course not.
Well, stop bloody looking at me then. Another whiskey. I suppose you're here for the meteorite.
No.
No?
No.
So what are you doing here then?
Just having a drink.
Beer?
Yes.
On your own?
Yes.
You're just sitting here having a beer on your own?
Yeah.
You have no mates to drink with?
What's your problem?
Why are you so angry? I'm just making conversation. It's okay, isn't it?
I grew up here. I ain't been back in a while. I'm having a drink before I go home.
How long?
What?
You said you haven't been home in a while. How long?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
What did you do?
What?
Must have done something. You don't go home in 2 years. Must have been bad.
What?
I'm just saying.
Maybe I'm annoyed because you keep asking me questions.
Maybe. You know how long I have been in this country? 8 weeks. 8 weeks and 3 days. Working every day. Living in a shit house with 7 people. Working long hours, hard job. And all the time thinking it's okay. It's okay. You know why it's okay? Because in 2 months' time, I will have enough money to save up and bring my sister here. Today is her birthday. She's 22. I'm supposed to call her.
In 10 minutes' time, I'm supposed to call her to tell her happy birthday and surprise her that I have saved enough money to buy her a flight. And next month, to put down money for a deposit for a flat so that she can come. Soon she can come over and everything will be good again.
So what's your problem then?
Today, I find out that not only do I not have enough money, not only do I not have enough savings, the money I do have is stolen from me. So now I have nothing. I even lose my coat. Cheers. Another drink, please. Another drink.
You definitely want to do that.
What?
Another drink.
I'll do what I want.
Maybe the amount you're drinking is your problem.
You think?
I do.
I think you don't know nothing.
No? No, maybe not. But I know it probably won't be that nice for your sister, having you ring her up pissed.
Don't you talk about my sister.
Slurring down the phone. I know people like you.
Be quiet.
Sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. Tell you what, you don't like it here. Maybe you should piss off back home.
What? I don't think it's me you should be talking about home. It's not me who's too shit scared to go back home, is it?
What did you say?
So you're angry again.
What? You don't know nothing about me. Nothing.
All you Englishmen are angry.
You don't know nothing.
All of you the same. Angry and pissed. Everyone. This is the last of my money. You buy yourself a drink.
I don't want your money. Where are you going? Hey! Hey!
I think about it a lot.
To call my sister.
You can't just walk off. I'm talking to you, I'm...
These moments. I don't want your money. The moments.
I don't want...
The moments in your life when everything that you'd known, all those days and hours, minutes...
Fine then. Go.
...collide in a second. And everything changes. Time is suspended.
The sky's getting dark now. It's getting really dark. I can see the first flash of light, the first flash of burning rock as it enters the atmosphere.
And all the pieces that make you, you.
Aaron! Aaron! Best be up here. I don't know what you think you're playing at, but...
They're just blasted apart.
Aaron! Oh, shit.
And everything you thought you knew, thought you understood to be real and to be true, well...
I hope you're happy. I'm going. I'm walking down the street and I can see the house now. Becky, I can see it. And I feel sick. I feel sick. I feel...
It was never that solid.
Odbiesz. Proszę, odbiesz.
And I'm walking down the path now. And I can see you. Is it you? Yeah, I can see you. I am getting closer. I'm getting closer.
They were just fragments.
Cześć, Patricia. To ja, Kasia.
Fragments of you.
I'm outside the house. I'm outside.
And the meteorite is hitting now and... Oh, it's blasting. I'm running. I'm running now.
Can't go in. I can't go in, I can't.
Tiny pieces breaking apart and...
Tinskin is at the bone.
The truth is...
Oh, the meteor is scorching. It's screaming and the... Oh, I'm running.
Stood here, my legs like stones. I can't go in. No.
The truth...
I miss you.
And I'm running.
The truth is...
I'm speeding.
I'm sorry.
Aaron.
The truth.
Are you not here? Are you not here? There's nothing.
The truth. It's all just an accident.
Mind if I sit?
If you want.
It's beautiful, isn't it? The sky.
I don't know, I suppose.
You see how it's red? It means it's going to be a good day tomorrow. What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron, nice to meet you. I'm Michael.
Hi.
You see the meter, I suppose?
Yeah.
Amazing, wasn't it?
I don't know, I guess.
You know, they still don't know where they come from. Not precisely. Been here long?
A while.
Don't want to go home?
Not yet.
Are you waiting for someone? You know this rock? This rock that we're sitting on, you know how old it is? 200 million years. That's how old. It was formed in the Jurassic era. Everything you see, this whole coast was. Same time dinosaurs walked the earth. And if you bury down into it, the stone, you'll find all these fossils, all the animals that lived here millions of years ago, compressed with heat and pressure and stone. And the meteorite, you know, the one you saw, that's as old as the solar system. There's a whole story inside that rock. Generations of stars collapsing and exploding and re-collapsing. God, I think it's amazing.
How do you know that?
What?
All that stuff, like, about rocks and fossils and everything.
My daughter was a scientist. She loved all that stuff. I used to bring her here when she was little, me and her mum. We'd go for walks along the cliffs, and she was always picking stuff up, bits of bones or fossils or rocks. She was always wanted to know everything. Always full of just these questions. Always amazed by everything. She would have loved to have seen this.
What happened to her?
Car accident. 1 year ago. They'd been drinking. Lost control. Middle of the afternoon.
I'm sorry.
This is the first time I've been back here. I had this idea that I'd just get in the car. I'd just leave the house, get in the car and drive. Wait till I could see the cliff, the sea as you come over the hill, and then, just as the meteorite was hitting, I'd just drive. Just keep on driving. Drive right into it. That's what I was going to do.
Today?
Yeah, today.
What made you stop?
Car broke down about 2 miles up the road. I think it's the clutch. There was this smell and then it was like all this smoke. Stupid, it's MOT, I keep putting it off. Left in a lay by the side of the road. Sort of felt a bit stupid after that happened, to be honest. All seemed a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell am I? James Bond? Nothing like him. Too fat. What about you?
Me?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Well, nothing.
No? Is that a camcorder?
Oh, we're gonna film the meteor.
It's
for my dad. He left about a year ago. Come home one day and my mum was just sat in her own kitchen saying that he'd gone. He left her a letter, said he couldn't cope anymore. Reckon he needs some space or something. Mum says that he's a bastard and he's just met someone else, but I know him. He wouldn't do that. And he left an address. He said it was for emergencies, but I just wrote to him anyway. Because I had this idea that I'd meet him and then we could see the meteor and, I don't know, it'd be good and he'd remember. I don't know, he'd remember that he was all right or like me or remember me and, I don't know, just like... Probably a bit mental, eh?
No.
No?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. A bit.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a bit.
I didn't mean to make you jump. I just... I saw you from up the road. You're upset?
No.
You're crying.
I'm fine.
Did you see it? The meteor? It was all right, wasn't it? I don't know. All it's cracked up to be. Look. I'm sorry about earlier.
Why?
I don't know if I was rude or something. I don't know.
You were...
No?
No. It was me that shouted at you.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was a bit. Did you make your phone call?
What?
You said you had to go to make your phone call to your sister.
She wasn't there.
No?
I left her a message.
Yeah? Well, that's good. I'm sure she'll appreciate it when she gets it.
Yeah.
I didn't go on. I was going to. Walked up there. I could see the house halfway down the road. Had the keys in my hand. It was like I could feel this weight, all this stuff, like memories and feelings. I just couldn't. I just stood there. I don't know. Will your bus be here?
I don't know.
No?
I've watched three go past already. I'll just let them go. Don't know why.
You must be freezing.
I'm okay.
You haven't got a coat.
It's fine.
You want to borrow mine?
What is it?
It's a fragment of a meteor.
Where's it from?
Well, they're not entirely sure. Can you see the colour where it's all shiny?
Yeah.
Well, that's iron, isn't it? Nickel iron.
And what's the rest?
I don't know. It's rock or something. It was Jenny's, my daughter's. She had it in her bag. I bought it for her from a museum years ago. I'd forgotten about it. Just completely forgotten we'd ever been there. It's amazing the things that completely vanish from your head.
It's my mum. She keeps calling me.
Well, maybe you should answer it.
I left her a note. I told her I was going.
Well, she'd be worried.
I'll call her back.
You should go home.
Maybe.
You should, or at least you should call her back.
This was her room. I haven't been in here in I don't know how long. It's weird, being here.
It's the same.
Sort of. The same, but different, you know? I stopped. Before she died, things weren't... They weren't that good. I hadn't been... Stuck me round, visiting. I got it into my head that she didn't want to see me. Didn't want nothing to do with me. Thought she was ashamed of me, you know.
Why would she be ashamed?
I don't... There's things... I did some bad things. Things I ain't proud of, things I wish I hadn't done. Things I would take back. You know?
Sort of. Is it hard being here?
What will you do now?
I don't know.
You don't have to go home or... To your place, you know, with all them people. You can stay here. There's a spare room. It ain't a big thing.
I think I should go.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think so.
Did you speak to her?
Yeah.
And it was okay?
Yeah, she said we'd talk when I get home.
Good.
What will you do now?
I don't know. Go home. She'll probably sort my car out. I can't leave it in a lay-by.
No.
I might just sit here, though, for a bit. I always like the night time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just you, isn't it? It's just you on your own.
I guess so.
Just in the dark, you know. With all the things that you are and all the things that you could have been and all your hopes and all your disappointments, it's just you and the night. Everything moving around you. Are you warm enough?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you.
The thing about the planet is, it's all just this big accident.
You gonna call your sister again?
Not tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Scientists looked at what the conditions would have to be like, the fundamental constants of the universe, the speed of light, the charge, radiation, the precise gravity that is needed for the world to form in exactly the way that it did.
You don't have to go yet. Not if you don't want to.
So if it had been, say, 1% stronger, or not as strong, or just one thing, only one thing had been a tiny bit different, then...
You want a cup of tea or something?
Yeah, okay. A cup of tea would be nice.
Then none of this would exist.
I think I might stay for a little bit. Do you think that's okay?
Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I reckon that's all right.
Michael was played by David Krellin, Aaron by Ian Wichard, Katarzyna by Hara Yanis, and Jamie by Mark Holgate. Becky and Suzanne were played by Ursula Holden Gill. Fragments was written by Laura Lomas and directed on location by Polly Thomas. It was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 4.
No, this is not my guitar. I'm bringing it to a friend. Small.